This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome back to Roaming Ramadan, another episode. We are still in Venice, Italy, but in another island called Murano Island. Now, the tour person told us that Murano Island is known for glass manufacturing, and we've been actually seeing glass everywhere we go, glassware, and it's made really beautifully. And what struck me actually to record this video is that the lady told us that the reason why they actually literally threw the glass factory into a very small island like Murano is to actually control glass manufacturing and not to share the secret with others, which intrigued me to make this video, because in Islam, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, the best of people are those who are most beneficial to others. Meaning, if you have what's so-called secret of doing anything beneficial or producing something beneficial to mankind, it is worth sharing than just keeping it to yourself. Because the main intention here is to control the production so that you can earn more, and others who may have talents to produce such products will be just marginalized and on the side and perhaps never earn the way how those people discover that so-called secret. So in Islam, remember, adding value to others is something of great, great reward. That even though you may not earn, or maybe you may share the earning with others, the profit with others, still you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sharing that goodness. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always taught us to be kind to others, to share our blessings with others, to be charitable, subhanAllah. I don't know if you've seen that plane, but it was so noisy, that's why I paused for a bit. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned, he encouraged us to share these blessings, because the sadaqah will never decrease your wealth or your income or your provision. What's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be guaranteed no matter what. So, and subhanAllah, if you are the person who discovered that so-called secret, remember that sharing it will never reduce of your quality or of your talent or of your potential to produce even more and become always the top of on the top of your own game. Don't ever be like McDonald brothers, who they had the talent, they had the idea, the initial idea of McDonald's, and subhanAllah, but the man who really made it something is the one who was always visionary, always creative. And because they did not allow him to show that potential and become, you know, creative in making McDonald's something really great and successful as it is today, they lost big time. They were just kicked out basically of their own initiative, and a strange guy who saw the potential of McDonald's had taken that project and turned it into a multi-billion dollar industry. Now, we are not encouraging anyone to steal the ideas of others. I'm just saying that always remember, if you are the inventor of anything, don't ever fear to share that with others. It's not a secret or anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who enabled you to think and produce in the first place, is able and capable of doing that time and time again. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be among those people who will share the blessings, the talents with others so that they can excel likewise. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم, remember this, none of you is truly a believer unless they love for the brothers what they equally love for themselves. May Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.